This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Once a month, we highlight an arts and culture event that represents the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This exploration is called Art Stroll. This month, we're marching along with Fred Yaloris of the Atlanta Beltline to talk art on the Beltline and Saturday's Lantern Parade.
Inaugurating the start of Art on the Beltline, starting at Irwin and Lake Streets over by the Stoveworks building. And we'll be walking all the way up to 10th Street on the corner of Piedmont Park.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Tell me quickly, and our listeners, about Art on the Beltline. What is it and where is it?
Art on the Beltline is in its third year, and it's become the largest temporary public art project in the city of Atlanta. We've got 74 projects total, including the performance pieces, over 9 miles of walking trails. We started it 3 years ago when we were talking about how we can get more people to walk the Beltline, to walk the corridor, because really to experience it, you should be in it. And this happened, and it brought thousands of people into the Beltline corridor and has increased the general use of the corridor substantially.
Well, it's nice because I feel like, the Beltline literally connects people and neighborhoods. But it also connects us with our past and to our present. And Art on the Beltline plays a big part in that, correct?
Yes, Art on the Beltline helps that connectivity because, the traditional view of a railroad line is that you don't go on it. Your mother told you not to go play on the tracks, and people, put fences between them and the railroad, and there are communities now that have been separated for 100 years that barely knew each other. Once we got in there and got people to use the space and take the fences down and the barbed wire and focus on connectivity, it has really changed the tone tremendously.
And what is it about art, you think, that brings people together?
Well, art brings, there's an element of curiosity. I mean, in the beginning, it was, we spaced out the art so that if you got to the Beltline, you saw the one sculpture and you said, oh, gee, that's interesting. Oh, look, there's one further down. And then you go to that one, then the next one. Next thing you know, you've walked a mile, so there's the health component. But in walking a mile, you've also experienced the city in a quite a different way.
What are some of the different landscapes that people can be exposed to and enjoy as they're enjoying the art?
Well, the city unfolds itself as you walk along the corridor in quite unusual ways. Sometimes you're going through a very, very dense development. Other times you're like in a gully or up on a rise. You have forever changing views of the city. Sometimes you're in a really not at all dense area, almost to the point like you're walking on a country lane. It really is quite different from one segment to the other.
Since people are walking and biking and join the Beltline, I think it's only fitting that this Saturday at 7:30, it starts with a march, and it's the Lantern Parade.
Yes, with a wonderful band leading the march, and it's a very, very colorful and fun event. It's in its third year now, and we're expecting a lot of people, so everyone's welcome. People come with their whole families. I've heard, a number of families all getting together and making lanterns, and in fact, we had, lantern-making workshops earlier in the summer to encourage people to make their own lanterns, so yeah, it'll be a great walk.
Well, I'll be out there, and I encourage all you listeners out there to come enjoy. It's going to be a lot of fun, Art on the Beltline, starting with the Lantern Parade this Saturday. Fred, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Art Stroll with Gene Kansas. Don't forget to tune into Sidewalk Radio the fourth Monday of each month, or iTunes anytime, where we discuss art, architecture, design, development, city planning, and preservation. September's episode, The Fashion Show, promises to be a stylish affair. Tune in. See you then.